happy you're here, trying to learn how to connect. This is definitely worth your time and energy. You know, if we don't know that something better exists, we're not going to reach for it and we're not going to try. Before I connected to my soul, I was very, very much in my thoughts, analyzing and evaluating, mostly myself. And it was not a great way to be. So I knew intuitively that there was another way to be. And I think that's why I've searched so hard to find another way for people to live in this world in a happier, more joyful, peaceful way. And, you know, we can credit all the spiritual teachers before us that are there to kind of guide us in the direction that they went in. And it's a beautiful direction. But if we don't know that it exists, we have nothing to strive for. I remember when I was solely in my ego thoughts, I had no idea that what I was thinking, in a way, you know, was this ego mind. I had no idea that what I thought about myself or other people, it wasn't true. I just believed what I thought. And I see that in my clients every day, that they just believe the thoughts that come into their mind. And they believe their reactions to people. So if someone doesn't treat you that great and you react in a big way and you start to feel really bad about yourself, you just believe that there's something wrong with you. Instead of challenging that whole entire episode by saying there's nothing wrong with me and I'm having a feeling of feeling bad, but that's not the truth of me. But it's very, very hard to do that on your own. It's really hard to challenge ego thoughts if you don't have another place to go, if you don't have somebody telling you something different. It's almost like being in a really, really good relationship for the first time. So many people are in relationships that, you know, are not, you know, quite loving and, you know, can be bordering on being abused. So being in a relationship with your soul is almost like being in this loving, kind relationship that, you know, that you're with this energy or this person or however you want to describe it, and you're with them in a way that is just unconditional love. And, you know, we see, you know, when people are in love or they're in unconditional love, how they blossom and how they radiate and how they shine. Being in love really does a lot for us. So when you feel the love from your soul, it's similar. It's not exactly the same, but it's similar. It has a similar effect on you. It has that similar blooming effect on you. Because you finally know that, you know, you're fine. You know, you've arrived. There isn't anything that you have to do. And there isn't anything that you have to be to feel good about yourself. And that just comes as such a relief that your life is perfect as it is. And you're perfect as it is. But if you don't know that that energy exists, if you don't know that there is that within you, how could you search for something that you don't know exists? So for people that don't feel this, I talk about a lot how the soul feels, because I don't think that we hear it enough. I don't think that people are told enough how good they are and how kind they are, and they're not told basically what the soul tells us. People are not told enough. And, you know, we can tell each other, you know, we can evaluate each other and we can be mean to each other and we kind of have that down pat. But we're not really good at telling each other how wonderful we are and how special we are and how much just our energy of our being matters. You know, when you're sitting with another person, just how much just in doing that, you live sitting in the energy of somebody else and how special that is without somebody having to do anything. Just enjoying each other's energy is a beautiful, beautiful thing. But, you know, if we don't know that this other option exists for us in life, you know, then we can't reach for it or we can't try to find it. So since I found it, since I opened up to the energy that lives within me, and I feel nothing but love from this energy, that's what I try to share, and I try to help people find it within themselves, because you can't get it in the world. You're never going to be able to find what you're looking for in the world. It's short-lived, and it's not satisfying. So when you finally connect to this energy that lives right within you, it's like having, you know, this beautiful energy that's full of all this love for you and all this wisdom for you, and not knowing it. It's kind of odd that we could be so powerful and have so much within us, and have the ability to do so much in our lives and grow in so many expansive ways, and we don't even know it. You know, the ego has kept us down, and the ego has kept us so, so busy that we miss it. We miss this energy that lives within, because to reach this energy, you really have to be very, very present for it. You have to not engage in those ego thoughts. And that's really, really, you know, challenging. It's hard to quiet the mind down. It's hard to say to the ego or to the mind that these thoughts are not true and I'm no longer going to believe them. You know, when thoughts of me not feeling good enough about myself, or if I get triggered in similar ways that I've gotten triggered a million times, I just say to myself, oh, I forgot. I don't believe that anymore about myself. And that's so nice. It's just so refreshing to not believe the thoughts that I believed my entire life about myself. And not only did I believe them about myself, I believed them about other people too. And the soul, in its beautiful energy, will just say, absolutely not. You are a beautiful, wonderful person, and filled with love, and there's nothing wrong with you, and there's nothing you have to do, and there's nothing that you have to change. And how you think and how you exist in your life is perfect for you. And the more that you accept who you are in that perfection, you know, the more you grow and change, you know. There's nothing like unconditional love and acceptance to help you to just be you. And that's basically what the soul does for us. The soul gives us this unconditional love and acceptance so that we can just sit and be. I don't feel like I have to do anything anymore. I don't have to prove anything. I don't have to be special in any way. I can just sit and have a great day and not really get that much accomplished. I don't have to give myself a hard time anymore. I don't have to hate myself for, you know, not doing everything on my list. I don't have to eat a certain way. I don't have to exercise. I don't have to do anything that I don't want to do. And that's what the soul will say to you. Whether or not we want to listen, you know, that's certainly up to us, you know. But the more you feel that stream of love, and the more that you feel that warmth and that feeling of it's okay to just settle down and it's okay to just be, you know, the more you feel that, the less you have to do. And then you choose differently. You choose things that you want to do. You know, you don't have this big push to do all these things to accomplish or to, you know, please that ego mind that is completely insatiable. You know, the ego will have us, you know, running in circles, doing a million things, trying to feel good enough. And the soul is not like that at all. The soul just loves you for who you are. And we'll tell you nothing but all the good things about you. And, you know, so it's so worth finding that energy that lives within you, you know, to reach for that energy and to sit with that energy and to benefit from that energy. You know, that energy is magical. It opens you up to the whole universe. It opens you up to wisdom that is in the universe, because you're part of that. And that's a great place to be. It's very expansive. It's almost like having a smorgasbord of food that you didn't even know you had, you know? So, you know, you have to know that this is available to you. And, you know, accessing it may feel difficult, but it's not. It's just a little bit more work, and it's just really challenging yourself to get out of that ego mind. You know, with so many of my clients now, I just say to them, you know, when they're thinking badly, I just say, really, tell me how these thoughts are helping you. So when you're putting yourself down and when you're saying you're not good enough, tell me how does that help you? You know, is that motivating you? You know, is that doing anything for you other than feeling, making you feel stressed and anxious and worried? You know, how are those thoughts helping you? So then they'll stop doing it, you know, to themselves, and then they'll proceed to then start doing it to the people in their lives. So then I'll again say, you know, your thoughts and evaluations of other people, how is that helping? Is that going to change the people in your life? You know, by you saying you don't like this, you don't like that about them, you don't like how they treat you, is that going to change this person in your life? And really, it's not going to change anything. People are not going to change. People are going to be exactly who they are. And the more that you're in your soul energy, the more you can see the value in people being exactly who they are. And you can see how people trip themselves up with the ego, and how when people get triggered, it's just the ego nonsense. It's not who they are. You start to be able to see through people's egos, you know, and see that, well, that's not really who they are. You know, like, you know, clients will trigger themselves right in front of me. They'll start talking about something that upsets them and trigger themselves and go off into these very triggered states. And I know that's not who they are. You know, I just know it because that's what the soul, you know, impresses on me. This is not who this person is. This is this person listening to their ego. So we really don't want to listen to the ego about ourselves or about other people. It's like, what good is it doing it? It makes your body stressed. You know, when you put yourself down, what does that do to your body? You know, when you say you're not good enough, what is that doing to your body? The body can't relax in the ego mind. The body is uptight and irritated and agitated and not calm. And how do I know that? Because I've lived most of my life in the ego. And living in the soul energy, I feel such a peace and calmness that I've never, ever had. And it's literally anxiety-free. There's no anxiety in the energy of the soul. So that's such a huge, huge benefit to going into this energy. That there's no anxiety in it. And can we stay in this energy? Yeah, we can stay in this energy as much as we want. So there go my dogs. So I'm going to end here and I'll pick up later. I hope that helps. And let me know how you're doing. And please continue to try to get into the energy of your soul. It's really, really worth it. If I can tell you one thing, it will change your life. And you deserve not to live in the energy of the ego. You deserve to live in this beautiful energy. You know, it's just a magnificent, beautiful place to live in. And it's filled with so many wonderful, wonderful, beautiful things. So don't give up. You know, don't give up in trying to reach this energy. And don't let the ego talk you out of it, because the ego is really sly, and the ego will say, you know what, this woman, Janice, and all these other spiritual teachers are out of their mind, and they don't know what they're talking about, and they're just doing it because, you know, for whatever reason they're doing it, they're talking about this stuff. They really don't care about me, and that's what the ego will say. I know, because, you know, when I started listening to spiritual tapes or read spiritual books, my ego would be like, I don't know if this is true. You know, I don't think this is true. I think that my ego is true and my ego perceives my life and that's the truth and that's reality and I should live in that. And thank God, you know, and thank however it happened or why it happened, that I opened up to the energy of my soul in such a dramatic way. And I want that for you. I want you to feel that so you too can be sharing that with other people to teach them that there is another way to live. And when we feel this other way to live, even for 5 minutes, even if you feel it only for 5 minutes, you now know you have a choice. You know, you have a choice. You know, there are some days when my ego will start up a little bit and I'm starting to feel a little agitated. And I know right away that's not what I want to choose for myself. But it is really challenging to jump out of that ego mind and to get back into the present and to get back into your soul energy. It's a challenge to say, I'm not thinking that anymore. I'm not thinking these thoughts. This is completely unproductive. The only time thinking is productive is when we're using it, when we're actually using thinking to figure out a problem or to plan something. But if we're using our thoughts and our mind to evaluate ourselves or other people, it doesn't work. It just does not work. The ego's evaluating system is just is barbarically harsh and cruel and mean. And we don't deserve to be treated that way. Nobody deserves to be treated that way. And the soul is the answer to the ego. So there is a choice. There is a choice. And you have to keep reaching for that choice until you feel it. And once you feel it, you won't ever have to read another book. You won't have to listen to me or anybody else, because you'll just know it. And you'll be like, wow, this is it. This is it. This is what everybody's talking about. And this is what people have been talking about for centuries, you know, with all the spiritual literature that's out there. Everybody's really saying the same thing over and over again. I just think right now that so many people are having awakenings because we so need it. The ego has gotten so out of control and it's so out of balance. I think the ego used to be more in balance. And for whatever reason, it's completely out of control and out of balance. So we need to leave the ego mind and live in more of our soul energy, which is more of an intuitive space. It's more of just letting go and not thinking and living very intuitively in your life, which just means, you know, that you just operate from that different kind of energy. And it's not difficult. It's actually much, much easier. So instead of evaluating and thinking all the time as you're living, you stop that. You know, so I used to, you know, I'll just give you an example of work. When I used to work, here would be me working, and then here's my ego mind evaluating how I'm working. So that scrutiny was on me while I was working. So it wasn't just me working and doing my job. It was me doing my job and being scrutinized. So that's stressful. That's stressful. It's almost like having a boss sitting with you in every session and scrutinizing everything that you're doing. And my ego used to do that. I used to have a session and I would leave the session and my ego would be like, you didn't do this enough. You didn't listen enough. You didn't give good enough advice. You didn't do this right. You didn't do that right. And basically make me feel pretty bad, you know, and it would make me laugh because the next week a client would come in and say, that was a really great session. Meanwhile, I had beaten myself up about that session, thinking that it wasn't good enough. So when we take away this evaluator, this commenter, this very intrusive ego mind, when we take it away, then we're just in the moment. We're just being. And now when I sit with my clients, it's just sitting and being and deeply listening. And I'm deeply listening to them and I'm no longer listening to my ego. And, you know, my soul is there. My soul energy is there and I can feel it. And the soul energy doesn't interrupt ever, because that's not what the soul energy would ever do. But it is there and showering me with love. And so that I can then put that through to my clients. So it's a different way of even being with my clients. And it's a much, much, much more relaxed in sessions. And they don't take as much out of me anymore, because my body's really resting. It's not uptight. It's not tense. It's not anxious, thinking, how can I help this person? How am I going to make their lives better? What can I do? And that's what I used to do. And so that no longer happens. So there's just a being with people and really feeling their energy and feeling their soul and feeding to them what I'm feeling and hearing from my soul, which is so, so important because that's what people are not hearing. People are hearing a lot from their own egos and then from other people's egos. And then if you go see a therapist that is very ego-based, then you're getting it there too. And I think most therapists are not in their egos. You know, a lot of therapists don't realize that they're moving into a different energy. They just are. I know a lot of therapists that are not even that spiritual, but they're very spiritual. They just don't really know it. So, you know, it's really, really interesting and it's fascinating. But it just makes you feel so much better. So keep working, keep stretching, keep, you know, challenging yourself out of those thoughts and saying the minute they start up and say, I know there is another way to be. And even if you don't know for sure, keep trying because what do you have to lose? You know, if you're in this ego energy and you're feeling really sad and upset all the time and agitated and someone's telling you there's another way to be and this other way to be is kind and loving and this other way to be will bring you wisdom and abundance and spiritual gifts. Why wouldn't we want to try that? You know, but we do almost have to convince ourselves to jump out of that ego mind. It's not easy to leave. We're very, very attached to the ego mind. And we don't want to leave it. We don't want to leave our thinking. It's almost a form of control that we want to stay in our thoughts so much. So we really have to help ourselves out of it. And give yourself this other experience just for a little while. And once you have this experience, you're just never going to turn back. You're going to want more and more of it. And you're going to benefit from it more and more. So I hope that helps. Have a wonderful day. Stay out of your thoughts. Do anything to stay out of your thoughts. And so that your body can rest. And that you can hear and feel your soul energy. It's inside of you. And it's filled with nothing but love. So let yourself have that chance to feel it. Have a great day.